Hemeth, because where does the trade of Achdus come from? Hemeth. Now that's a very profound thought, you know, that there are all different kinds of unified groups in the world. And are they based on MS or are they based on something else? Take a look at all the causes out there in the world and how unified they are. Are they really unified? It depends if their core is MS or not. Are they about something productive in society or are they about something very destructive in society? Therefore, the truth is, Korach could not achieve true unity. He wasn't able to do that because he wasn't based on emes. Chaser lo midas ha-kehila shel Yaakov, chaser lo ha-achdus ha-amiti, because the kehilaness of Yaakov, that Korach didn't have. That's based on achdus ha-amiti, on an emistic purpose. That's really what holds people together. But if the gathering is around sheker or chaos or rebellion, there's already splinters in that gathering, and it's going to come apart. And you see Korach's group did come apart. Right? On ben Peles slipped away from it because of his wife's righteousness. His sons did tshuva. Didn't hold together. V'zeu isher tirgem unkelis al vayikach v'is paleg. As Unkelis says about vayikach, v'is paleg, he separated himself. The word paleg in the Gemara is often presented as pelukta, and the word pelukta means machlokes. So the ispaleg, he took himself, he made a machlokas in Klal Yisroel, Kamosha Kasavnu Lamala, and that's what his kehilaness was about. So the two central machshava, the one central machshava that Or Gedaliah is bringing down to us is that Yaakov Avinu didn't want a certain midah of his neshama to be part of that gathering. And the first one was about the emes of his midah. It shouldn't be tainted by Korach's gathering. And the second one was the achdus based on emes, the kehiladik midah that's part of Yaakov Avinu's neshama that goes into us. He didn't want that to be tainted in Korach's gathering either. So therefore he made sure it was slipped away. And why do we see that Davka, that came from Yaakov? Because Yaakov is the father of the 12 Shvatim. Right? Avraham had one son. Yitzhak had one son. But Yaakov had Klal Yisroel. He had all the Shvatim. So the ability to tie it all together, that represents Kehilas Yaakov. That's Davka, his trait. Okay, please. Yeah, Linda? Yeah.
It's kind of what Dory was talking about before. Uh-huh.
His spiritual genetics.
Mm-hmm. But is he concerned about, like, when somebody dies, and we know, like, if we do things as an aliyah for the neshama, but if their descendants are bad, is it possible for it to hurt their neshama? Like, is Yaakov, at some level, besides feeling the pain, is he actually suffering for all the sins of Klal Yisrael on some level?
I don't know if it's that broad, but there is a concept still that to a certain point that an ancestor can be affected by the Averos, but it only goes to a certain point. Now, the mitzvos and the zechusim of the grandchildren and the descendants, that goes and goes and goes because Tov has no limit. Tov is infinite. Ra has a limit. So in a limited respect, that could happen, yeah. Could happen. Could be.
To that it was really be,
yeah, either close enough or else just maybe powerful enough because the machlokas of Korach was so fundamentally shattering for Klal Yisrael. Maybe just the power of that could have possibly reached his neshama, possibly. Yeah. Yes, please.
About Dory's question.
Yeah.
Maybe the machlokas of Korach is the prototype. That's why it's
emphasized so much. Yes. Yeah. And I think that you see that in Pirkei Avos too, because it cites the machlokas l'shem shamayim, this Hillel and Shammai, machlokas shelo l'shem shamayim. There's been a lot of them, right? But they choose Korach v'Hadassah. That's actually a good point that comes out of that. It should say Korach v'Moshe, right? So the machlokas l'shem shamayim is Hillel and Shammai. Machlokas shelo l'shem shamayim should be Korach and Moshe. But it says Korach v'adasa, Korach and his group. And I've seen it said before something very similar to that. That when people are not coming together l'shem shamayim, they have inner machlokas. So it's called the machlokas of Korach v'adasa, Korach and his group, because they themselves were already so split and filled with negative traits. And it, within their own group itself, the divisions are already happening. Regina, yeah, please.
I don't think Moshe was part of the machlokas because he didn't answer back.
Excellent. Excellent response, right? It wasn't his beef.
It's like somebody's yelling at you and you don't know anything.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah, he went pretty high up there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's
yeah, he did. Okay, let's go on to the next one so we can make sure to get the other questions too. So, letter Beis. Barashi, Pasuk Zayin. So he says in Rashi, and it comes from Rav Lochem B'nei Levi. That's one of the things Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach. You have so much, B'nei Levi. Like, you got all of these good things from Hashem, so why do you want more? What are you going for? You have so many leadership qualities. Rav lechem b'nei Levi. V'korach shepikei achoya. So Rashi brings down this chazal. Korach was very smart. Ma ro'o lishtus zeh. Why did he get into this? Why did he get into this foolishness? How could he have been attracted to this machlokas? Eino hita so. His own eye deceived him, his own eye tricked him. Ro'a shalsheles gedula yotza mimenu Shmuel. He saw his future progeny, he saw Shmuel Hanavi coming out from him. And now he thinks, okay, I'm really in the right now. Look who's coming from me. Ayin Shem, take a look there in Rashi. U'b'sefer HaKadosh Tiferes Shlomo, that's one we haven't seen before. That's the Radomska Rebbe. The Tiferes Shlomo was a great Rebbe in Europe. And his name was the Rebbe of Radomsk. So he has a sefer Tiferes Shlomo and Beer, and he says, Ki heru lekoach madregos gedolos l'nasoso. This goes back to your question, Regina. So Hashem showed Korach these great madregas that were coming from him to test him, to challenge him. Kadesha b'chol zeh yikona lifnei Moshe. And the test was, even if you see how great your descendants are, you still have to submit yourself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you do that? So it's like somebody feels like they're really special, and maybe they really are. And they have a grandson or a great-grandson that's going to be Gadol Hador, and he really is. Okay, therefore, I don't have to listen to the Gadol Hador. Like, whoops, wrong, you got the wrong message. Right? No, no matter how great one is, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is part of a nisayon for Korach. Can he humble himself despite seeing the great things that are going to come from him? So can he be yikona? Can he submit himself to Moshe? V'zehu haperu shel eino hit aso. That's the pshad, the meaning of his own eye caused him to stumble. Ki ta'a v'savar. What was his mistake? Because he thought, Shehe madregos shelo be'emeth. This is all because of me, he thought. Look at my great-great-grandson, Shmuel Hanavi. That's because of me. That's what he's thinking. Ein shom, shehe vikama dugmos lezeh. Look in the Tiferes Shlomo, who brings many examples. So Korach is taking a little too much credit for himself. And instead of saying, thank you, Hashem, for the beautiful descendants that you're going to be blessing me with, he's going the wrong direction and saying, wow, I'm an amazing person. Umashma min devorav shehabir le'inyan korachu. So the mashmos, the inferences of the Tiferes Shlomo's words, shema sheheru lo sheshmul yotzei mimenu. When they showed him that Shmuel Hanavi was coming from him, Sheshokol hu keneged Moshe v'Aaron. As you said, Rabbi said, why Davka Shmuel? Because Shmuel is the one person mentioned who is of equal greatness to Moshe and Aaron. Upirish Rashi Sha'amar Bishvilo ani nimlat. So Korach says, on account of him, on account of Shmuel, who I see, ani nimlat, I'm going to be spared from this. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right because of who is my descendant. Hainu Shekorach Hoyasover de Kol Zehu Mikocha. Going back to his same point, Korach begins taking the credit for all of this. He's saying it's all because of me. He's an amazing person. Sheyesh lo kochos sheshovos lemoshe v'aron yachod. And you know what? If I have a grandson who is similar to Moshe and Aaron, it must be because of me. Instead of Hashem. Very big mistake. But we all do it in some way. In a certain way, we all do it. And therefore he had the audacity to be cholek on Moshe and Aaron because he thought that my descendant who's going to be like them, well, that's because of me, so I'm entitled to be cholek on them. If a person wants to find a way to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, like they'll find a way. Right? So he found his way. But the truth is, it wasn't him. It wasn't Korach's credit. They showed this to him as a test. On the one side, he could think, all this greatness is due to me. Oh, or on the other side, what could he have done to pass this test? To overcome that yetzer hara of ego and pride. V'yivatel atzmo lifnei Moshe Rabbeinu. And to humble himself before Moshe Rabbeinu. To say, yeah, even though all these great people are coming from me, he's Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm machniya myself to him, I listen to him. He's the gadol in this generation, and all generations. Kamo shebir b'sforim hakadoshim hanal, as the Halakha Sforim say. Va'ayin shem, and also look there, he says, I believe he means back in the Tiferet Shlomo, Shadovar ze yesod gadol hi eitzol kol adam, like we just mentioned a minute ago. This is the yesod by every person. All of us, in our own little way, we can end up taking a little too much credit for ourselves. All right, so maybe the nisayon of this door is that we don't take enough credit for ourselves. There's an argument that could be stated for that. But nonetheless, this is certainly part of the makeup of people that we assume it's all me, and we forget that Hashem gave us the koach and the wisdom and everything that we need to become who we are. It's coming from God. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mareh la'adam ki'ilu hu tov v'yashar, that when Hashem shows a person that they're good and upright, and he kind of gives us that image of ourselves, which is a good thing, but the question is then, what do we do with it? So there's a nisayon in that too. L'nasoso im yigva libo. There's a test there. Will we become arrogant as a result of what we saw, as a result of what we see, or will we become humble? And you know, it's the same thing. It doesn't take away from the image that one saw, that positive sense of self or the accomplishments. That's a beautiful thing. That doesn't go away from us. But can we be humble in the face of that? That's the nisayon we all have when we're given that kind of perception of self. So like all things, I was mentioning to Regina, even a nevuah is going to have a way to respond to it which is in Kedusha, or a way to respond to it in a way that goes the other direction. Var, did you have a question up? I saw you had one. Okay. Question up? Yeah, Elka, please.
So just on this last point.
Yes. Right.
Every point, the way. And I also think it's like interesting that this
Maimar
is bringing who his descendants
in
the
mm-hmm.
The first one we saw was
Yaakov. Going the
other
way. Uh-huh.
So
very good. Nice.
You could almost say like the.
Ultimately prevail.
Yeah.
Nice thought. Very nice thought. Please, Mrs. Rania.
The Maamar says that Achdus is based on Emes.
Yes, real Achdus, right.
Okay, yet we see in the first group, the Migdal Babel, that it says Safa Achaz, the
Devorim Achadim, right.
There's total unity there, and that's why Hashem had to...
That's a great question, right? So that certainly was a real Achdus that the Torah identifies as an Achdus that was clearly not based on Emes. Right? Not based on Emes. So, what's that, Elena?
Maybe it's only for Klal Yisrael.
Oh, interesting. Maybe there's something, it's a Klal Yisrael thing about that, and that was not part of that. I was also just going to, just a thought occurred to me, it needs to be further developed, but, you know, perhaps they had enough belief in something right and good that it served them to be ba'achdus. There's the Kliyokar there who says that their belief, you know, in the unity of man, they were friendly people, they were very good in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, they had nothing when it came to Bein Adam L'Makom, but maybe to the extent that they kind of touched on a certain emistic point of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and how valuable that is, maybe that was enough to hold that achdus together. Perhaps. Yeah, please, Robinson.
Well, I'm just wondering if until Yaakov comes and establishes Emes, that maybe there's not the same, like, Emes available, even. So
earlier on. They were before that.
Mm-hmm. So it didn't have to rise to that level to have Achdus because
excellent.
It wasn't in the...
Wasn't yet really founded.
Right.
And once he came and founded it based on MS, that becomes
then,
a different kind of
then the
level.
In the world is in the perception
very good.
Available.
Very good.
And I also in terms of the question we had about why is Rashi asking, you know, like he could have gone to Torah, he could have gone.
Right.
But Korach is begging to be connected with Yaakov because his rebellion isn't only based on his distinction as a Levi. He's also trying to exploit the idea that we're all Bnei Yisrael.
Kola ha'eda kulam kedoshim.
So he wants to draw on that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be identified as that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the Torah is saying no.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
Rashi's
good.
Pointing out because
right.
he would say that that's what he wants. That's where
mm-hmm.
it should go to. That's
mm-hmm.
the core of what he's
mm-hmm.
trying to base this on. But... So
he'd very much like to be miyuchas to Yaakov Avinu because that lends credibility to his argument that we're all Klal Yisrael, we're all holy, which is true. There's always an akud of MS, right? It's true, that he distorted it. So the Torah holds that away from him, right? Now you're not going to get away with that.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Shkoch, very nice. Yeah, please, Regina. Yeah.
They said that if a person got killed by a brick,
right.
they were mourning the brick.
Then the person. Yeah.
So their unity was
a little shaky. Varda, yeah, please. I'm sorry, just say it one more time. I didn't hear all of it.
Go by where, if you were to go by where Korah is underground.
Yeah. Yes. Very nice. Very nice. So what Varda is saying is a chazal. If you go by that place where Korach got swallowed up in the ground, you'll hear them saying, Moshe emes visoroso emes. So it's dafka that point, emes, that he's saying. And maybe in that respect, you know, there's a certain, you know, a tikkun for that. That's the nakuda that is emphasizing. Very nice. Beautiful machshavos, ladies. Really, really nice thoughts. What a great way to close off the semester. All right, so Bezras Hashem, have a great summer, a beautiful summer, all good things for everybody. And hope to see you in the fall, if not sooner. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Just to mark on your calendars, every Wednesday morning in July will be our WIT summer program, plus the first two Tuesday nights we have special guest lectures of Eshanel Teller, Robinson Tehila Yeager, and a ton of our wonderful local talent. Here on Wednesday mornings. The brochure is being delivered today, so hopefully you will get it in the mail next week. So just keep your eyes out for very bright colored brochures, and our theme for the summer is Simcha.
Good theme. Good theme. Yes, Yashar Kala.
What time on Wednesday? 10 a.m. is the first year. It's 2 shiurim, so it's about 10 to 11, and then 11:10 to 12:10, typically. But I just want to
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Goldberger. Thank you very much.